Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
The president's misconduct cannot be decided at the ballot box, for we cannot be assured that the vote will be fairly won.
It was a virtuoso performance.
I thought Schiff's performance was a virtuoso performance yesterday.
Adam Schiff did masterfully what all prosecutors are trained to do.
You mean lie?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
His closing speech is one of the tour de forces that I have seen in my decades here.
Pucker up, Chuck.
A good number of my Republican colleagues heard the entire arguments powerfully, succinctly.
Almost 2.5 hours by Adam Schiff.
There is a lot of extraneous information in there that wouldn't be admissible in court. If you're just an average citizen trying to get a handle on this thing, I think it was really hard to follow. And nobody's going to listen to a 2.5 hour speech. Nobody's going to listen to a full hour speech.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
You're supposed to believe Adam Schiff today and everything he's saying? Remember, this is the guy who said we have more than circumstantial evidence. Adam Schiff said the Nunes memo was false. Adam Schiff said you can trust the FISA court. Adam Schiff told us we look forward to hearing from the whistleblower. Adam Schiff said we've had no contact with the whistleblower. He just talked for 2 hours and 15 minutes, and we're supposed to believe everything he said today.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Adam Schiff's arguments to open the day today directly drew into question Hunter Biden and made not only his testimony relevant, which it already was, but it is now critical.
How did Hunter Biden get $1.5 billion to invest when he'd been in business for 60 days from China? Joe Biden's one of the finest men I know, but he's got to explain this.
Wait. You're getting nervous, man. Calm down.
You're the one who's nervous.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and if you'd like to join us, the toll-free number, as always, is 844-500-4242. If you've been watching Newsmax for a while in the last hour, you saw with John Cardillo, Roger Stone. I saw Roger Stone. I've talked to him on the phone many times, but I've never been with him in person. And I saw him, and I wanted him to come on the show and just continue the conversation. He was kind enough to come on, so we're going to have him with us for the first segment of the show. We'll have Grace later on. But Roger Stone, I know you can't discuss your legal travails, but I appreciate you being with us. And I know you've been involved in campaigns going back to the days of Richard Nixon. And can you just give us a general take on what's going on in the on Capitol Hill with this trial?
Well, Howie, first of all, I'm a New Englander. I'm from Connecticut, and you are a radio legend where I come from. So the honor today is all mine. I think the Democratic Party is in tough shape. It is very clear to me that the socialist wing is now in the driver's seat. The corporate so-called moderate wing is almost extinct. There is panic among the Democrats about the fact that Bernie Sanders would win both Iowa and New Hampshire if they were held today. Their antics in impeachment demonstrate that they have no issues to run on. They have no plan for the economy, no plan for immigration, no plan for infrastructure. They have no platform other than we hate Donald Trump. And that's not a winner. That's a losing argument. I think every time I see MSNBC or NBC or CNN, the distortionists, not journalists, distortionists say, oh, Mitch McConnell is threatening his majority by opposing impeachment. No, Nancy Pelosi is threatening her majority by this runaway train.
Yeah, I remember when they had the vote on the first Iraq war. The Stephen Solars, the Democrat House manager, they made a decision. They said Joe Kennedy from Massachusetts and Barbara Boxer, then the congresswoman from California, were such odious politicians that they wanted to have them out front like that, and that so the American people could see how bad they were. And I think that's what the Democrats are doing to themselves now. I mean, Mitch McConnell, I think, is handling this pretty well, don't you?
Well, first of all, the American people just don't seem to be tuned into this. When you go out and you talk, and I'm now kind of universally recognized wherever I go. Thank you, CNN. Nobody wants to talk to me about impeachment. I'll tell you what they want to talk to me about: the Trump economy. how well this president has done, particularly in the face of the intractable opposition, let's be honest about it, of the elites of the two-party duopoly that have run this country into the ground. What he's been able to achieve, given the daily vituperation and the assaults and the derision of the fake news media on him and his family every day, and the guy just lets it roll down his back.
Who's going to be the Democrat nominee against him?
Well, let's talk about who it's not going to be. It's not going to be Joe Biden. It's very important to understand that looking at the national poll numbers is a waste of time, because they will be affected by the results of the early contests. They will change literally overnight. So Joe Biden being out front in the national polls is literally meaningless. If you look at any of the polls in Iowa and New Hampshire, the top three are almost invariably Senator Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, and Pocahontas. And Joe Biden will be lucky to squeeze in fourth. Now, Iowa is different than New Hampshire because Iowa is a caucus. And people don't understand, it's not like you just show up and you vote and you leave like we're used to in a primary.
Right.
You have to be willing on a very cold night, winter night, to go to an Elks Hall or a firehouse or the basement of a church or a high school gymnasium and stay for 2 to 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And there's a second round of voting. So if your candidate, say Andrew Yang or Amy Klobuchar sadly, he's gone, Cory Booker, don't score in the first round, then you get to vote for your second choice, and that's how the caucus is.
Or you go home.
And that's the problem. The Biden supporters have no intensity. Most of them, their average age is deceased. They're just not going to stay there for 3 hours if he can round them up. He has trouble mustering a crowd as it is.
Right.
And Sanders people have intensity. They have enthusiasm. They have drive. They know they were cheated out of this 4 years ago. It's theirs now. I still see him emerging from the early contests.
I keep waiting for some of the Bernie bros to try to bust him out. I mean, he's basically in stir with the rest of them there.
Well, and you can read this any place you like. Roger Stone, the self-described dirty trickster. I've never called myself that. Roger Stone, the self-proclaimed dirty trickster. I've never described myself that. I actually bludgeoned the LA Times into a retraction. But if I am one, then I know one when I see one. And what CNN did to Bernie Sanders is one of the worst dirty tricks of all time.
You mean the debate last week?
Yeah. Well, it's not. Let's go to the setup. Elizabeth Warren leaks a story to CNN in a big exclusive that in a private conversation overheard by no one,
right,
and recorded by no one, Bernie Sanders told her a woman cannot be elected president. CNN now reports this as a fact, and they say it's not a he said, she said situation that's exactly what it would be if it really happened. Sanders denies it immediately. Then we go to the debate, and the moderator says, Senator Sanders, why did you tell Elizabeth Warren that a woman could never be elected president? As if she hadn't read his denial the day before.
Right.
He denies it again. And then the moderator goes to Senator Warren and says, so how did you feel when Bernie Sanders said a woman couldn't be elected president? As if she didn't just hear his denial. And then to top it all off, they put a hot mic on her, and they let her go up to him and say, you just called me a liar on national TV.
Right.
A setup. Look, I don't get my news from CNN.
And this wasn't what happened. This after the 2016 election, where Donna Brazile, who's now on Fox, leaked the questions to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah,
so she was prepared, but Bernie wasn't.
Look, I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. They're not by any stretch of the imagination a news organization. They're propagandists. They're distortionists. They're not even in touch with reality.
Look what Joe Lockhart did yesterday, the former Clinton press secretary. He made up this conversation between two Republican senators, which was preposterous on its face, and said they were really worried now that they were hearing this toward the force from Adam Schiff. And then he had to retract it 9 minutes later. But he said, well, you know, that's what they're thinking. So he's a mind reader, Roger.
Look, I'm not saying that there aren't a few folks at CNN who I actually like, because there are.
There are. Name one.
Well, I can't, because they would get fired almost immediately. But overall, you can see it in their ratings. Nobody's watching this garbage because it's just a constant line of Democratic propaganda. And they keep recycling the same thing over and over and over again. Wait a minute. Big story. The Ukrainian gas company Burisma was hacked by the Russians. How do we know this? Well, some Democratic-based IT firm in California says so. They keep recycling the same garbage over and over again. Never ends.
Yeah, they How about MSNBC? What's your take on MSNBC?
Well, first of all, they are leaving CNN in the dust. That tells you something, right?
Right.
There.
Yeah. Fox is number one, and MSNBC is number three, and CNN is somewhere down around the Golf Channel.
Ari Melber is one of the most odious folks I've ever met. His personal heroes in life: Elliot Spitzer and Eric Schneiderman. This guy has no regard whatsoever for
client number nine and client number ten
for the truth. They're delusional, particularly Rachel Maddow. Delusional, but
how about Lawrence O'Donnell, our fellow New England?
Just give him another drink.
Stop the hammering.
Just give him another drink. What's interesting though is that the hard left is now gravitating to MSNBC and leaving CNN behind because MSNBC's ratings have certainly ticked up. But it's all fake news. The president's exactly right. I love it when he points them out at the rally. All that back there, the fake news. I love that. I love that.
Is he going to win re-election?
It's going to be much tougher than he thinks it is. It's not that he isn't well-positioned. He is. It's not that he's not a great communicator. He's the best. It's not that he isn't a terrific campaigner. Look at these rallies. But I think he has to take into consideration the left's capacity for massive voter fraud. We live in ground zero in Florida of voter fraud. The fake registrations in Orlando and Tampa and elsewhere in the state are going on even as we speak. I'm getting reports of them. They're going to vote a bunch of people who are not qualified to vote. The president needs to recognize this, and his Justice Department needs to take steps. I favor putting an ICE agent at every polling place. I think that would have a very deleterious effect on things. And then the other big problem, the great obstacle, is internet censorship. I happen to believe that the president's tweets and the president's posts on Facebook and Instagram are probably getting millions of more followers than we're really being told, and I think even he's being shadow banned to some extent. So the kneecapping of conservatives, libertarians, Republicans, Trump supporters, anybody who's not a liberal on these social media platforms really takes away the amplifier, the megaphone effect for the president, and I think that's really what got him elected in 2016.
Roger Stone, we really appreciate you being with us. It's good to finally have you here in person with me. And, you know, best of luck.
Great honor to be here.
Future. We appreciate it. Thanks, Roger. I'm Howie Carr.
He's suave. He's debonair. He's Howie Carr.
Hi, this is Val from Longmeadow, Mass.
Hi, this is Tony and Pietra from Havel, Massachusetts.
This is Murney in Fairfax County, Virginia, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. He's appealing. He's up for sentencing. He's been convicted of talk about a trumped up charge, and I mean trumped up. The only reason he's in trouble is because of Trump. His connection to Donald Trump, and they brought him in, and they said, "Did you text or email or make a phone call?" And he couldn't remember. I mean, you know, who remembers every phone call or text or email that they make? And they prosecuted him, and it was an Obama judge and in the Southern District and just of New York. Just a really terrible thing. And you know what happened with CNN. I mean, CNN got the tip from Mueller's people, and they came in the middle of the night. You know, he wasn't given the courtesy like a Democrat is given to just turn themselves in. They had the SWAT team, the FBI SWAT team. He lived on on some kind of little canal or something or a small river, and they even had amphibious vehicles, boats coming in. They had helicopters overhead. I mean, it was like he was El Chapo. I mean, it was obscene what they did, and it was strictly set up for the benefit of CNN and, you know, more fake news. I mean, it's outrageous what happened to them. Today's poll question is brought to you, and he can't talk about it, obviously, because, you know, it would show up on the it would be used against him in any kind of appeal. So I'm not going to pressure him, but he's a good guy, and he doesn't deserve this when Comey and Brennan and Clapper and the rest of them are, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Kleinsmith, the FBI lawyer who falsified the evidence against Carter Page, they're all walking around. McCabe is on CNN. He's a paid contributor to CNN. And the inspector general has outed him as lying under oath four times the day he was sworn in. Don't get me started on that. Today's poll question is brought to you by Hearing Help Express. Get your free hearing loss information kit today. Call 1-800-353-5200. That's 1-800-353-5200. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the Democrats let Hunter Biden testify?
No, I don't. I think that's pretty clear that they're not going to let him testify. They will just settle for this being, thrown out on a straight party line vote with no witnesses, rather than have him or his father testify.
4% say yes.
I tend to agree with Roger Stone too that Biden is doomed. I mean, I'm not sure if Bernie's the one who's going to take, going to ultimately win the prize. But I just can't see Biden. I wish we had better sound of the event, though, with Elizabeth Warren yesterday. I mean, this was amazing what happened. We'll get more into that when Grace does her news. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thanks, Howie. You know, after listening to that interview about Joe Biden, now we know why Obama picked him. I always wondered why it was. He picked the most corrupt guy he could find to go along with how corrupt he was.
I tell you, though, did you hear Schweitzer yesterday talking about all the money that the Bidens have made? And I was thinking about it all ever since that interview. You know, have I underestimated Joe Biden? Is his senile demeanor just a clever ruse to lull us, while he's ripping us off?
No, it's Dr. I'm saying he has a doctor who he's married to, Dr. Jill. He's got brains in the family.
He's married to. She's not an MD. To me, to be a doctor, you have to be an MD. She's a PhD. Well, piled higher and deeper, Grace. That's what a PhD is.
Well, she's piled higher and deeper in knowledge than Joe Biden.
Arthur, don't you think that the Bidens seem to be, in terms of a crime family and selling protection, they're right up there with the Clintons, aren't they?
Well, they certainly are, Javier. And you've heard me many times say that these people are worse than organized crime because when they rob money from everybody, senior citizens, people
right.
who need assistance, the military. They are the lowest of the low when they steal money, which is what they've done. They've sold this country, them and the Clintons have sold this country out to everybody. And where's the press? Don't they like to go after corruption?
Yeah, I know. The New York Times used to publicize Schweitzer's work, but they're not doing it with this book. Profiles in Corruption. They won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I'm Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
844-500-4242. We had a chance to get Roger Stone on the air, so we moved Grace's news back to after the bottom of the hour break. And so now it's time for Grace's news.
How dare you? I was okay with the bump because I was also excited to have Roger Stone on the show. Very nice, by the way. Sometimes you don't know because people are on air and people don't get to see them off air, but he's a very nice man.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Hope he gets a pardon.
Oh, don't we all? Let's get to the news. I want to start with Elizabeth Warren. She had a very interesting confrontation yesterday, I think it was, with a voter who basically said what we've all been asking, which is, what about the people who paid off their kids' student loans or their own student loans?
Her pander de jure, or her pander of the week, is that she says she's going to use an executive order to erase trillions of dollars in student loan debt.
Cancel
when she becomes
it all.
President.
And of course, it's like, it says something like, oh, up to 50 grand for people who make under this, and, you know, all these regulations.
And if you're in public service.
Right.
And they don't mean the military. They mean community advocates is what they mean.
So this guy was great, and he said to her, I paid off my daughter's student loans. I did it the right way. I didn't go on vacations. I didn't buy cars. I worked two shifts so I could pay off her student loans. Am I going to get money back? And she said, of course not. And he said, so I'm a sucker, basically is what he said. I'm paraphrasing. And then he was upset. And then she just stood there. And it, to her credit, she didn't lie. She said, of course not. Which I thought, in a panic, she might say, yes, you'll get money too.
But honest engine. You'll get your money back.
But this is the problem with all of her plans, is eventually someone has to pay for the free stuff. And in this case, it would be guys like that who planned and saved and paid off things the right way.
Didn't he say, you're playing me for a chump? Didn't he say, I think he said that.
He said something like that. Yeah. The audio was a little tough towards the end.
That's why we don't have, you know, it's there out on the internet, but it's really not usable on the radio or the TV.
But you should really go and watch it if you have Twitter or if you have YouTube and stuff like that.
She tried to shake his hand at the end and he just walked away. He was disgusted.
It's just so typical. When they get confronted with a real problem from taxpayers and people who do things the right way, those are the people who are going to get screwed. That's the message here. Mm-hmm. Is, yeah, you are a sucker. And my mom used to say to me, I would say, oh, maybe I'll save up all my money and pay off all my student loans at once. And she said, don't do that, because if one of these crazies gets in, they're going to cancel them all. Then what good did that do you, paying it all off at once?
So crazy. All these people that acted irresponsibly and took out all these loans that they could never repay, or would take them 30 years to repay, to get degrees in totally, I hate to say it, totally worthless so-called disciplines, which require no discipline to get, they're gonna be rewarded.
Yeah, and the other thing I don't appreciate is this idea that everyone had a gun to their head who went to college. You know what you can afford, and sure, like, some people work really hard and they get a second job and they take a class here and a class there and they make it work. But if you're going in and you're getting a $200,000 education, no one's forcing you to do that. That's a personal choice. It might be harder for you, but that's a personal choice.
And why are you making a decision to get a $200,000 education that's not going to deliver any bang for your buck? I mean, not to be crass about it. A liberal education in the traditional sense of the word is something to cherish. But they're not getting that liberal education. They're just getting indoctrinated into becoming a Bernie bro.
And you can pay. I know some people have a lot bigger loans than other people, but you just have to pay them off bit by bit. That's how it works. That's how debt works. You pay it off.
Like,
that's
a mortgage.
How loans work.
Or a car payment.
It just doesn't make sense that we're all of a sudden going to cancel this. And
yeah. This is the other thing. So someone's going to have their student loans canceled. Can you get your mortgage canceled? Can you get your car payment canceled?
Right.
Can you just stiff the credit card company? I mean, what's the difference? It's debt.
Their argument is, like, education is a right. Well, isn't housing, if we're going to go based off that, what about a house? Like you said, isn't all that necessary stuff?
I wanted to go on vacation. Don't I have a right to go on vacation and put it on my credit card? Why should I have to pay for that?
And it's funny because you'll notice this trend where when people say, oh, free this, free that, the people who are paying it off the right way, or the people who are good people doing the right thing, are always the ones who don't want the free stuff because they know it doesn't make sense. People who pay a lot for health care, they don't want free health care because they're thinking to themselves, listen, yeah, it stinks that I have to pay so much for health care, but I know that I don't want the alternative.
Yeah.
I want to keep paying to get some sort of quality here.
If you don't pay it off, somebody else is going to have to pay it off.
Exactly. On to my next bit of news, which is Hillary Clinton defends her ties to Harvey Weinstein.
How was she to know that he was a sexual predator? I mean, she doesn't exactly have a fine-tuned nose for sniffing out sexual predators, you know?
Right, and if she's
there's her husband. Her husband hung out with Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, hon, Hillary, I'm leaving for the weekend. I'm going down on the Lolita Express to Orgy Island with Jeffrey Epstein and a bunch of 15-year-old girls. Oh, okay, honey.
Someone says, so the guy pays off his daughter's student loans, and now he has to pay off everyone's daughter's student loans.
That's why the guy's angry. Do you blame him?
No, it's crazy. So back to Hillary Clinton here. I just think it's funny because her answer was, how could we have known? He raised money for me, for the Obamas, for Democrats in general.
How could she have known? Lena Dunham or whatever her name is, didn't she tell her back in 2017 that this guy was a mega perv?
I don't know, Howie, but I think a better answer going off of what you said would be, listen, if I'm not going to divorce my husband, I'm not going to turn away money from a perv who's a friend of mine. It's not like I'm married to him.
What happened to his wheelchair, by the way, or his walker? Has he had a miraculous recovery? Did he put his hand on the radio? Did he go to Lourdes? What happened? I mean, he walks into court now that the trial has started, and he's under his own power.
Well, you know, people have ebbs and flows in their health.
Okay, I guess it didn't work out. You know, like Ted Kennedy, after Chappaquiddick, he put the neck brace on for a couple of days. It wasn't doing well in the focus group, so he use it. He said, "Patches, you can have it. My kid can have it when he's in a jam."
Howie, that was my favorite part of the Chappaquiddick movie, when they just showed a close up of him with all the people, the experts behind him, and he goes, "I see now. The neck brace was a bad idea." And they're all like, "Yeah, we told you that."
Yes, we have we have pictures of both Ted and his son in the neck braces in my book, Kennedy Babylon, Volume 1.
Oh, so guys, speaking of...
Available at HowieCarshow.com. Click on store.
Speaking of news here, this is something... So I go on Free Beacon a lot, and I look at the video montages, and they've had one up for so long, and they forgot to put the video with it. But I had it in my mind, and it said, Pete Buttigieg, everything's personal for Pete. And so I figured, you know how everyone has little phrases they go back to? Like, I say, honestly, a lot by accident, and then I also say, I think that, whatever. People have little things that habits. Pete's habit is saying, it's personal for me. So let's play this supercut of Pete Buttigieg. This is cut 20.
Well, that's right. This issue's personal for me. That's why we're going to tackle climate from day one.
What will you do about student debt?
So this one's pretty personal for us.
The Supreme Court is very personal for me.
College affordability is personal for us.
This one's very personal for me.
For me, those lessons of the past are personal.
I have a very personal stake in issues from that to the debt and the deficits.
You know, for me, this is personal.
This is personal for me.
Because they're personal.
Because people like me have a personal stake.
You know, for me, the question of what the world is going to look like, that's not a theoretical question. That's a personal question.
Politics is very personal for me.
You know, there's a very personal stake for me, for my generation.
These are personal questions. Remember, this is personal.
Is he a personal people person?
People person, people person.
Did you see there was another story today? This guy, he's a Iranian American, I guess. He's a doctoral student at the University of Chicago, and he says that he understands Farsi or Persian, and he also understands Arabic. And he says that on Malta, his family's from Malta, the island in the Mediterranean. And they speak a kind of a dialect of Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know what Buttigieg means, according to him?
What does it mean?
The father of the chicken. That's what this guy said. I don't know if it's true or not. But if that's true, Grace, that makes Pete Buttigieg not the Maltese Falcon, but the Maltese chicken.
Ha ha ha. guy. He's great.
And then he went. And then he went out to a black church, and he said, "I prefer Pop." Did he say, "I prefer Popeyes to KFC"?
No,
or Chick-fil-A. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was
Chick-fil-A.
A big to do in my house.
How so, Taylor?
My wife worships Chick-fil-A, and out of all the Democrats, Buttigieg was her favorite out of the Democrats, and
no longer.
If she were going to vote for him, that has since been nullified.
I have heard great things about Popeye's chicken. I have. My mom used to work in D.C.
and
she'd get
Popeye's
for lunch.
What are you hanging out in the Red Sox locker room with those pitchers who used to send out for down the street in Kenmore Square for Popeye's chicken and Bud Light?
My mom is a big fried chicken fan, believe it or not. And she used to get Popeye's when she worked in D.C. when she was in her 20s. And she said Popeye's chicken is really good. She also loves Chick-fil-A. So I think she's a good judge. That's all I'm saying.
If there's ever a slow day, we can make that the poll question.
I like their jingle, too. Love that chicken from Popeyes.
KFC, the old for the traditional. Popeyes or Chick-fil-A. I'm voting Chick-fil-A.
But Grace,
love that chicken from Popeyes.
Can you really compete with closed on Sunday?
You're my Chick-fil-A. I agree, Taylor. Grace's news is sponsored by the Nauset Beach Inn. Last week's Cheap Astor deal was so successful, the Nauset Beach Inn is offering ocean view rooms for just $100 for the entire month of April. Go to NausetBeachInn.com and click on special offers. That's NausetBeachInn.com. An ocean view at a price you can afford.
Mayor Peter, you aware that your last name means the father of the chicken?
Love that Buttigieg.
Love that Mayor Pete.
Talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually we just brush it off or blame ourselves, saying things like, I lost my mojo, or we avoid it altogether with excuses like, I had a long day at work, or sorry, honey, I'm just not feeling it. But with Roman, it is easy to talk about it. It's easily treatable. You shouldn't have to live with it any longer. Go to Roman. And you can deal with a real doctor who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. No awkward visits to the physician or to the pharmacy to pick up your prescription. The doctor will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free 2-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Again, no awkward visits to the physician or the pharmacy. Everything done from the privacy of your own home. Just go to GetRoman.com/Howie to get a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Howie for a free visit to get started. GetRoman.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr. You can trust him. He's not like the others.
This is Mark in Williston, Vermont.
This is Marie in Somerville, Massachusetts.
This is Mike from South Attleboro, Mass. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
People on the text line, including Uber Jason, are saying, why do you have to wait for a slow news day to do the fried chicken poll question? It's better than most of the poll questions you do.
Whoa, shots fired.
Maybe you're right, though, Uber Jason. Maybe, you know what? I mean, considering how many texts we're getting about this, maybe, Taylor, unless something big happens, and I don't think, I'm not talking about, you know, moving into the 23rd hour of the opening arguments of the impeachment trial. Maybe that is our poll question tomorrow. Popeyes, KFC,
something
or
big
Chick-fil-A.
Has already happened, Howie. We're now within 100 seconds of doomsday on the doomsday clock.
100 seconds?
Yep.
Time passes quickly when you're on the doomsday clock. I thought we had at least 4 years and maybe as many as 11 years.
Wait, where do I find the doomsday clock?
Oh, It's always right where you don't want it to be, Grace.
Someone says, you got to try Popeye's apple pies. I don't think I got time to try Popeye's apple pies. I barely got enough time for chicken before the world ends.
Taylor, don't you think when Howie's back in Boston, we should get nuggets from KFC, Chick-fil-A, and Popeye's and do a blind taste test?
Why nuggets?
Or whatever, whatever you want, wings.
Chicken sandwiches, come on.
Let's make it the poll question.
I don't want to go get them Popeye's chicken sandwich, Taylor. People have died over that. Willing to die.
Popeye's is spicier, isn't it? Popeye's is spicier than the other two, isn't it?
You can get Chick-fil-A spicy.
Yeah, you can get a spicy chicken sandwich.
Number 6 deluxe with pepper jack cheese. Thank you.
Okay, that's our poll question tomorrow, unless something big happens. And again, I don't mean Adam Schiff coming up for air.
Taylor, I'm very curious about cut number 22. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We know she has anxiety over the climate, but I want to hear this cut. Cut 22.
I'm going to live in a world that is fundamentally altered by climate change. So is Greta. So is every young person. You know, if you
so
are
is
pretty
Deco,
much under
the French
first
bulldog.
Of all, we're seeing it now. Like, we're living through this right now. We're experiencing it right now. But especially if you are under 50 years old, if you're under 40, 30, you know, 20, the younger you are, the more of our lives and our futures are going to be impacted by this. And, you know, even people my age are stressed and have anxiety about having kids. Just because we want to make sure that we're bringing
why did
kids
you bring a
into
dog
a healthy
into the world,
world into a stable future.
AOC.
And we shouldn't ever have to be anxious about that. We need to be advocating for a safe future for all of us.
What's going to happen when the water floods New York or D.C., wherever you happen to be that day? What are you going to do with Deco, the French bulldog puppy?
Howie, I know that you never watch SNL, but back in the day when it was still pretty funny, they had a Debbie Downer sketch, and she would always go, and the music would go, and they would just kind of zoom in on her. Greta and AOC, man, they are Debbie Downers. Everything is anxiety and climate change and pollution and not wanting to have kids. It just seems like...
Are they worse than Schiff and Nadler?
I mean... As far as long term, yeah, Schiff and Nadler are bad right now, but at least they're not telling you about how awful the world's going to be for the next 30 years or 8 years, depending on how long we have left. Anyway, Bloomberg has jumped to fourth place in a new national poll. He's spending tons of money, and it seems to be paying off to some extent. He pushed up to 9% support among Democrats nationwide, a poll recently suggests.
Well, I agree with Roger Stone. These national polls don't really mean anything when he's not competing in Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, or South Carolina.
Bloomberg just said today that if he's elected president, he's going to try to make Washington, D.C. a state. You know, like
he'll say anything. Yeah. He'll say anything.
It's already a state.
He's already apologized for stop and frisk, which worked great in cutting down crime. He was just continuing a policy of Rudy Giuliani, his predecessor.
I thought D.C. was already a state, a deep state.
Oh,
it is a deep state.
Very good.
You know what they have on their license plates? Taxation without representation. They make more money than anybody else in the country. What's the big deal? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.